Oklahoma death row inmate Clayton Lockett appeared to suffer. According to reports, after the lethal injection was administered, Lockett began to shake uncontrollably and began to seizure. The execution was stopped, but officials say Lockett later died from a heart attack. Georgia State University constitutional law professor Lauren Lucas says this could be a turning point surrounding the controversy.
The courts and the United States Supreme Court in particular have been fairly hesitant to impose really specific requirements on execution protocols or to require additional measures that might lower the risk of botched procedures like the one that we saw in Oklahoma last night.
In Georgia, death row inmate Warren Lee Hill's attorneys are awaiting a ruling. They say Georgia's secrecy law violates the Eighth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. And that, says WABE legal analyst Paige Pate, is because it's not known where the drugs are coming from.
These executions are basically experiments because no one, even the doctors that are involved in performing them, the executioners, the states, everyone in the process is unaware of what's going to happen. And you don't find out there's a problem until you have the problem. And that's what happened last night in Oklahoma.
Pate says Georgia officials need to pay close attention to Oklahoma.
Then I think that creates some momentum for death penalty opponents to argue that the process now has become cruel and unusual.
Officials with Georgia's Department of Corrections did not respond to WABE's interview request. Rose Scott, WABE News.